Blog Talk Radio.
For you, does people rely on you for anything?
anything? Are you needed by anyone? Anyone? Step back and think about that for a minute. Who can you trust? Who can trust you? Are you needed by anyone? Think about that. A mother may say, yes, I'm needed by my children. A sister may say, I'm needed by my sister. She needs me. She's not as sharp as I am. She's not the sharpest pencil in the box, and she needs me to look out for her. A brother may say, my nephew needs me. He does not have a father. I have to go by, teach him basketball, make sure that he knows what a man is. He needs me. Who needs you? Be There magazine needs you. If you were alive in the 30s and the 40s, there was a big poster that was all over the cities of New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, North Carolina, South Carolina. This poster was everywhere, and people knew who this individual was because all he said was, we need you. We need you. Big poster with his picture on it, big as day, pointing his finger straight out saying, we need you. When you walked by this poster, you saw him standing there with his big hat, red, white, and blue, top hat, coattails. He had what they call a black tie tails, but on those tails was red, white, and blue. And he had his finger pointing out at you. His name was Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, we need you. That's what he said. We need you. This is 2014. Military still needs you. This country needs you. Right now, I'm putting my finger, index finger, straight out, and it's pointing at you. We need you. We need you to understand where we're going, what we're doing, who is important, and how we're going to get there, and who's important is you. I want to thank everyone who took the time out of their life that they will never, ever, ever see again. It's time that they have given freely of themselves to participate in a birthday party. They came out to a birthday party, which was in a celebration of life, my life. They didn't have to do it. It was not necessary for them to do what was they did, but they did it. And it showed not only me, but it showed the DMV how important the mission is. 347-637-1577. Give us a call. Talk about your business. It's absolutely free, and we're in the DMV. We'll be right back with the Networking Morning Show, hosted by Russell Price Jr., the hardest working man in marketing. We'll be right back.
Some people really
Welcome back. The fun and the bubblegum is over. This is September. The holiday is over. Labor Day is gone. Now it's time for not to celebrate labor. It's for you to do some labor. Get up right now. Look in the mirror. Say to yourself, it's time for me to do some labor. Labor Day is over. The celebration of labor is over. It's time to do labor. What you need to do, and what I would suggest you do, is utilize the internet for what they call income. There's five ways you have to use the internet to make money, and you can come up with anything ingenious and things that you can do to make sure that you make money. Today is crucial. It's critical. It is exceptionally needed to make money today. Be There magazine is in the crucial final quarter years of the magazine. We've been in business over 30 years. We're now in the crucial fourth quarter of our business, and we've got the ball in our hand, and I want to throw a touchdown. I need someone to be a receiver, someone to catch the ball. I can throw it in the air, and many times I've thrown the ball in the air, have to run down the sideline to the goal line and catch the ball myself. I can no longer do that. I'm 66 years old. I can no longer throw the pass, run down the field, and catch it myself. I can't do it. You have to now come on board, and we need you. Just like Uncle Sam, we need you. That is our slogan throughout the whole entire Congressional Black Caucus. If I walk up to you, I'm going to point my finger at you, and I'm going to say, we need you. I'm going to have you sign my book. I'm going to look at you in an aspect of you're somebody who wants to make a difference. Do you want to make a difference? Who needs you? Make a difference. I gave out what they call You Make a Difference medals. I gave them to individuals who made a difference, not only in the aspect of the life of the magazine. They made a difference in the life and the bloodline to individuals. They made it so people could do what they do. They made it so that I could have a birthday party and salute not only my birthday of 3,685,000 million years of heartbeat. They made it possible for businesses to network with each other. The world's largest networking opportunity was at my birthday celebration at Policy 14th and T Street Northwest. It was off the chain. It was never in this town has anyone seen the magnitude of what networking can do on a scale of an individual. We'll be right back with the Networking Morning Show. Our number here is 347-637-1577. Money. Some people need it. We all need it. Some people do bad things with it. It's got a lot of weight for a small piece of paper. Some people will sell their bodies for that little piece of paper, sell their soul for that little piece of paper, do things in their life to make them look like they don't care about Jesus. Why? For this little piece of paper. It's called tenure. It's called money in the United States. It's called yen in Japan. It's called quaaludes in Germany. It's over and over and over. People have named this little piece of paper different things, but what it all boils down to is legal tender. You can use it to buy something, to get something, and it's not going anywhere soon. But there will be a day when there's a paper society, paperless society. There'll be no more legal tender in a paper form. You're going to have it in your possession, in your bank account. You're going to have it where you as an individual, can have money coming in to your bank every day. How you do that? PayPal. Find a way to make money every day. Every day I wake up, somebody, somewhere, supports, be there. Every day I wake up, somebody, somewhere, supports, be there. Why is that? Because I believe in the product. I believe in me. I believe in what is necessary. All you have to do is believe in yourself, and we can bring out that belief in you. No longer do you have to feel as though you can't make it. No longer do you have to feel as though you have to chase something that's not applicable to your life. No more do you have to realize that you cannot be who you want to be. I'm here for you. We need you. I want everybody out there to look at themselves of being needed. I asked you earlier in the radio show program, who needs you? Who needs you? Who's going to be there for you in the DMV? We be there with Be There magazine. In the DMV. We'll be there for you. We need you. We need you to understand how important it is to be a man or a woman of substance, how to be a man or woman with integrity, how to be a man or woman with respect, how does it mean to be a man or woman to help others. It's more than just supporting a charity. It's more than just supporting a homeless individual. It's more than just supporting an organization that does good works. You are supporting you. You are letting people know that you matter. You make a difference. There's a reason why your heart is beating, and I'm going to bring that reason out through the black card, the infamous black card in the DMV, the most powerful, powerful car in the DMV. If I walk up to you and say, show me your black card, and you can't pull it out of your wallet, it's the card that should be in there with your MasterCard, with your bank card, with your Safeway card, with your Walmart card. Every card that you have, your American Express card, it should be in there with your, not only your MasterCard, but your Visa card. It should be in your wallet with your personal identification card, your driver's license, your personal ID, your Washington, D.C. Pass, your Metro Pass. All these things should be in your wallet But if your black card is not in your wallet, then do you really have a wallet? Do you really have a purse? Do you really have what they call an imitation of a wallet, an imitation of a purse? Ladies, some purses are so big, they have everything that you think that you might want is in that purse. If I was a police officer and I used to lock up women, when I locked women up and we had to empty their personals to find out what they do and put everything in the property room and bag it and tag it, when you open up a woman's purse and turn it upside down on the display table to find out whether or not she had any weapons or knives or anything in that purse so you can protect yourself while she's being locked up, you'd be surprised what's in a woman's purse. It was everything from makeup, eyelash repair, super glue, bobby pins, straight pins, different kinds of medication, personal hygiene needs that women need to have, pills, anxiety pills, headache pills, hypertension pills. All these things were in this woman's purse. And not to mention that, a sewing kit, a bobby pin, a safety pin. More, I can go on and on and on. If you are a lady listening to the Networking Morning Show hosted by Russell Price, the most powerful, awesome, hardest working man in marketing, look in your purse and see what's in your purse now. Dump your purse out on your bed. If you're at work, dump it out on your desk and go through the items that's in your purse and say, what's needed and what's not needed? What do I take out today? I want you to do a exercise called, what do I take out of my purse today? What should I take out of my purse today? And as you take these items out of your purse, you're taking these items out of your life. It's called removal of the items of the purse today. Do that for me. Remove something for your purse. But however, if the black card is not in your purse, do you really have a purse? Or do you have a purse? Is the P missing from your purse? Because that's what you have, a purse. You don't have a purse. There's no black card in your purse. So what you have to do at this point is say, I need it. Russell, needs me. Be That Magazine needs me. The DMV needs me. The Congressional Black Caucus needs me. Yes, personally, my children, they need me personally. Jesus needs me. However, I'm set on this earth to give, to make sure people are whole, to endorse their life, to make sure their life is some life. Life means nothing if it's just L-I-F-E. You have life, but does life have you? Is life in you? And the ultimate question to ask yourself, is the black card in your purse? Enter your purse and search for it. Look all through all the paraphernalia, the actual acts, what you have in your purse, the things that you think you need that you put in your purse. You took time to put these things in your purse because you felt at some point you would need these things. You never know. A woman says, I better put this in my purse because I never know. I may need this. I gotta have my makeup. Suppose my mascara starts to run. I can't go to the CVS. I can't go to the Rite Aid. I have to go into my purse. It's gotta be in there. Suppose I need $5. I've gotta have some cash in my purse. Suppose someone needs a boost, a help. I can go into my purse. Suppose someone asks me for a pen. Do you have a pen? I was at a Cease the Fire celebration to help our brothers and sisters from being shot, to be not to kill each other. Cease the Fire in D.C., 7th year for this celebration. I was asked to host and speak to over 2,000 people. I got on the mic and I explained to them, D.C. is no longer D.C. D.C. is not the city who needed to stop 400 murders a year. the chief of police, the assistant chief of police, was serving food to the brothers and the sisters because she wants to understand we have to cease the fire. Cease the fire. I have a book. It's a very important book. It's an autograph book. Not everyone gets to sign this autograph book. You have to be selected. You have to be selected. It's a selectorial process. It's a process that takes not only ingenuity, but time. It takes the aspect of who will get to sign this book. There's only so many pages in this book. Who would be honored? Who would want to? Who would need to? Who would actually be in a position to sign the book? And I went patrolling through the crowd, 2,000 people. Should this person sign the book? Would this person sign the book? They're hollering my name, Russell, Russell. I look, is this person book worthy? Should they sell the book? Should they be in the book? Should they actually sign my book? Because I want them to do something for society. I need you. Make a long story short, I had no pen. I left the house prepared with a pen, but one of the most awesomest things in this world will happen to you is you will lose your pen. You know you had a pen. People, pen disappears in all ways. Someone will ask you to borrow your pen, and you'll never see it again. Or you will lay your pen down on a table and forget to pick it up. However, pens disappear. I had no pen. I said to myself, spoke to myself, me. I said, hello, self. You don't have a pen. Can you appear to be penless and ask this awesome book in your hand, and how would it be to ask someone else, do you have a pen? And now have to wait for them to look for a pen for you to sign your book. It's not right. But I thought to myself, women have a purse, and in that purse is an extension of who they are. It's a reflection of their life. And would they have the audacity, the utmost goal, to leave the house without a pen? Most women look at that purse as their life essentials, and a pen is one of those things. I walked up to a woman. The first woman did not know her name, did not know who she was, did not know where she was as far as her life was concerned. But I knew she had a purse. And I asked her, do you have a pen? Blindly, didn't ask her what her name was, didn't say, hey, do you have a pen? She said, sure. Reached in her purse and gave me a pen as she sat in a lawn chair. And she said to me, please bring my pen back. I took her pen for an hour, walked around, and had people sign my book. But she sat in that lawn chair patiently, knew that I gave her my word. She didn't know me from Adam. I gave her my word and bought back her pen. This is the Russell Price Networking Morning Show. I'm your host. Look for me tomorrow morning from 10 to 10:30. It's a big one. Money, money, money.